This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This morning's devotions for Friday, the 25th of August, 2023, is brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Paulette Cartwright, Rector of St. John the Baptist Parish in Marsh Harbor, Abaco. The scripture this morning comes from Matthew chapter 25. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamp, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Have you ever heard the old saying, every tub must stand on its own bottom? The meaning is that people have to be responsible for themselves. Certain matters require us to be independent. There are some things that no one else can do for us. We must take care of our own matters. We must sit on our own bottom. In our scripture text for today, in Matthew chapter 25, we hear Jesus telling a story about a large wedding with 10 bridesmaids. According to the custom of the day, there would be dancing and partying all day and into the night. In those days, the wedding did not start until the groom arrived, and most times the groom would intentionally delay his arrival to keep the bride and her attendants waiting in suspense and anticipation. The time of his arrival was unknown. According to Jesus' story, 5 of the bridesmaids brought extra oil with them. They were wise because they had enough fuel to keep their torches burning. The other 5 were foolish because they were not prepared. There are many interpretations given to this parable, but I want to take the liberty of sharing 2 things that I see in this parable, 2 things that are important to our spiritual walk with the Lord. The first is waiting. I believe that the waiting bridesmaids is a picture of the church of today waiting for the coming of Jesus. The question we should be asking is, do we have what it takes to hang in there until Jesus comes? Christians have been waiting for over 2,000 years for his coming. Isaiah chapter 40 reminds us that those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Waiting reminds us that we are not always in control. Sometimes we want what we want, and we want it now. But our relationship with God doesn't always work that way. For some of us, waiting is very difficult. We are so used to instant coffee, fast food. We are not used to waiting, but it is good to know that the spiritual discipline of life calls for waiting. For those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Maybe you have seen or you know people who are good at waiting. They seem to have amazing strength. They don't seem to get discouraged. Well, it is because they have learned to wait on God. The second thing that stands out for me when I examine this passage of scripture is that every tub must stand on its own bottom. This parable reminds us that there are some things we can't borrow. The bridesmaids wanted to borrow oil, but could not. We can borrow an egg, a cup of sugar, a drill, a book, a car, but we cannot borrow integrity, character, or wisdom. And we can never borrow our relationship with God. There are certain things which cannot be borrowed. There are some things others can do for us, such as encourage, offer support, and inspiration, but they cannot answer to God for us, just as we cannot do for them. Every tub must stand on its own bottom. Some people think that they can get to heaven riding on someone else's coattails of faith. Some think that privilege is theirs because of their family's belief and status in the church or religious community. The Bible tells us that we will each stand before God all alone and answer for ourselves. The choices we made in life were our decisions. Today, we are faced with the decision. Are we going to be one of the wise bridesmaids or one of the foolish? Are we going to attempt to be a tub that tries to stand on someone else's bottom? Or are you going to stand on your own bottom? Eternity waits for your answer. What will it be? Let us pray. Gracious God, who ordained the times and the seasons, grant us the grace to wait for the coming of Jesus with expectation, and to wait not as unwise, but as wise servants, so that we may rejoice in his appearing. Amen. Thank you for listening today. If this devotion has been a blessing to you, then please share with your family, your friends, and your co-workers. And have a wonderfully blessed day. Sometimes me.